Welcome to LifeWords Day by Day. You know, last week we ended by seeing how in Romans chapter 3 that the gospel is made known to all people and that it is for all people, not just Jewish people, but people from every tribe, tongue, and nation. And if that is the case, then Christians, we who believe the gospel, are sent people. You know, one of the most surprising moments in the Gospels happens after Jesus heals a demon-possessed man. And that man begs Jesus, "Let me stay with you." And honestly, we understand that, don't we? Who wouldn't want to stay close to Jesus? Who wouldn't want to sit near the one who rescued them? But Jesus tells him something unexpected. He says, "Go home to your friends and tell them how much the Lord has done for you." That's important there. Sometimes we think closeness to Jesus only means private, quiet times, worship songs, or emotional moments. But according to Jesus, closeness looks like obedience. Go, speak, tell others, live, sent. The reality is this: justification by faith alone doesn't create lazy Christians. It creates launched Christians. When you truly understand what Jesus rescued you from, you stop asking, "How little can I do?" And you start asking, "Lord, where can I go? How can I serve you?" The gospel puts movement into your life. You may not be called overseas. You may not preach sermons, but you are called to make Christ known wherever you are or wherever he sends you, whether that's at work or in your family, on your ball team, in your school, in your neighborhood. Somebody around you needs to hear what the Lord has done for you. So don't stay silent with good news that changes eternity. Who in your life needs to hear your testimony of God's grace? Ask God for boldness to speak this week. Pray this prayer with me. "Jesus, make my obedience more important to me than my comfort." Here's two peoples that you can pray for today: Yairo Bonilla and his family are national change makers in Costa Rica. And also, the Kanindi LifeWord broadcast for the people of Tanzania.